Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Keith over here, Pensacola Business Radio, broadcasting live. I have three fantastic guests sitting around the table with me today. I have Dr. Suzanne Bush here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Representing the Power of E3 conference.
Yes.
I'm excited to hear. I have Max Zollner here from Zollner's Insurance. Good morning.
Good morning.
And I have Eric Hansen here, who's Keller Williams Realty, but we're talking golf and stuff first, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Good to be here. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming in. Okay, so Suzanne, lay it on us. What is the Power of E3?
Well, it's a conference really designed for women 55 and older that really will empower, educate, and enlighten about issues that are specific to our age group.
Is it, you're speaking at this, correct?
I am.
You're the finale, aren't you?
Not quite, but there's always a gynecologist in the mix of all of this. Yeah.
Okay. Who should attend and why, and what is really, how did all this kind of get started?
Several years ago, Sacred Heart really realized that this group of women sometimes got left behind. There was lots about having babies, there was a lot about menopause transition, but actually the women past that point, what else is there? And there's a lot of stuff. Women live one third of their life past menopause, and we want to make sure they live that healthy and happy and vibrant as vitality, you know, as vivacious as they can.
Yeah. And so, and I know through this conference, there's different sections of all of the stuff that happens in this term. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Do you remember what else is being covered?
I do. I do. Actually, I don't know exactly the topics that are being talked about.
And I know, and we're going to feature some more of the speakers, and we've had one already. So,
okay, great. Well, there's one lady that's just absolutely fabulous and really empowering women and giving you that really very positive outlook for the future. And then one woman will be talking about financial security because that is an issue for a lot of women as we get older. And then I will be talking about, of course, all the fun stuff, hormones, lack of hormones, and you know, hot topics for women.
Yeah, sure. Target market, I know, is women 55 years and older, but I've been told that any women should attend, and it's
absolutely
all kinds of great information.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that's the fun part, at least, of my talk, is I try to bridge it as a bridge from, you know, one part of life to another and how to look forward, actually targeting maybe a little bit younger so that we can be more proactive to be healthier going into this midlife portion.
So that's good. I'm glad you said midlife and not later life. That makes me feel better.
Yes.
I still have lots left, right?
I've really decided maybe 85 to 90 as maybe middle age these days.
Yeah.
I've got to keep these ladies healthy so that they keep coming back.
That's it. Know? So all the proceeds from the conference go to Sacred Heart. Is that correct?
That's correct. And some of the missions that we have.
Yeah. How does somebody get involved if they want to? How do they register?
Well, through Sacred Heart on the website, they can. And I think the charge right now is about $50 if you sign up before April 1st, 55. And then if you wait till the last minute, it's going to cost you a little more, about 60. Yeah. But it does include lunch, a lot of education, a lot of really interesting health education, wellness, how to go about with, you know, healthy aging.
Yeah. Do people... Obviously, with these kinds of things, you always need help and volunteers and sponsors and all that. Is there still room for those kinds of things?
Absolutely. The sponsors, there's plenty of room for sponsors and vendors as well. So if you have a product that you think that will reach out to women in that age group, it'll be fabulous.
So for those that don't know that are listening, like, I've known you. So Dr. Bush delivered my daughter, so I've known you for a little over 13 years now. But yeah, I've watched you do the OBGYN stuff, and now here you are. So,
well, little did everybody know, early on in my practice, I started realizing that this group of women were really kind of left out of the conversation. And I started, first textbook I ever bought was Modern Management of Menopause. And I immediately sought out.
Interesting subject.
Well, it is for me and it is for us women. And I sought out groups that could educate me. And there's a group called the North America Menopause Society that is a group of scientists. And it's a multi-specialty group, meaning they're endocrinologists, bone specialists, heart specialists, OBGYNs that really want to focus on women in this life. And I went out and got extra certification and testing that I maintained to be an expert in this topic.
So talk to me about the certification, because last time I checked, going through medical school was like half of your life, wasn't it?
Well,
so you signed up for more?
Absolutely. And it was so funny because I thought, oh, I know this stuff. I'll just go out and take this exam. Yeah. It was hard, but it was worth it to me because I wanted to document that I had done additional study in the area, and I wanted to be able to provide that for women.
Yeah.
And an unbiased pro-con, meaning I'm not going to be totally for something or totally against something. I'm going to present this data with good information.
Yeah. Okay, so if somebody can't make it to this conference, what else do we have in town, or where else would you go to get some of this information aside from calling you?
Well, the website for the North American Menopause Society. We're also hoping to have some of the information that I give, slide presentations available for people after the conference if they were unable to attend. But really, that's why we're doing it. There's very little out there for women in this age group that are trying to live that healthy aging.
And you're spearheading it.
I'm not. No, I was just asked to be
a big part of it, though.
I was just asked to be a good cheerleader. Well, absolutely. There's some ladies that are doing some fabulous things at Sacred Heart.
Yeah. So talk to me about the hot topics.
Hot topics. Oh, they're always those. And when the gynecologist is in the room, it can get kind of crazy pretty fast. But I think probably the big hot topic right now is testosterone. And testosterone is a male hormone, you know, and a lot is starting to be written about it being sort of the hormone of desire for women in midlife.
Yeah.
And is it really safe or not? And I've got some new data that I'm going to share with the ladies on what they can expect.
Okay.
Doesn't work for everyone, but that's
right.
What we're going to talk about.
But it's a pretty powerful hormone to fix and heal and...
Right. And sexual life at midlife is something that women want to hear about. They're afraid to ask sometimes. And there has to be somebody in the room that can talk about it.
Yeah.
I guess that's going to be me.
You just made Eric squirm already.
Yeah. The gentlemen around the table have gotten very quiet.
Is this the first year or second year of this?
This is actually the third year.
This is the third.
It's the first year I've been invited to speak. But I'm very excited about it. It's a great opportunity.
And I know that you are building some momentum, because I know the attendance has gone up every year. So this will be something that we're going to see next year too.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I absolutely hope so. And we'll just make it even better next year well.
Okay. Well, what's next for you?
What's next for me? I've got a pretty full plate
right now.
I'm teaching both medical students and resident physicians at OBGYN. And I'm actually working a lot around the state of Florida for the Florida State University College of Medicine.
Go Noles.
And
you traveling a lot like crazy, or are you doing it here locally?
Not really. I was very fortunate. They offered me the position and I said, I'm not moving from Pensacola. And they said, well, let's figure out how we can make it work. And they did. And that's the beauty of the, the internet today and video conferencing.
Doing a lot online.
Absolutely. I leave here to go to a video conference with Tallahassee this at noon today. So
I'm just glad you're representing the Noles.
Well, I also, our residency is the University of Florida. So I'm a little bit of a conflicted kind of person. And I will say, though, on football Saturdays, I'm pretty much in a different color, orange and blue, for War Eagle. Absolutely.
Sure. No, I'm okay with War Eagle. That's fine. You can hang out with that.
Okay.
Talk to me about the teaching stuff. Do a lot of the residents come here to the Sacred Hearts and the Baptist and stuff to do some of their rotations, or
right.
How does that work?
The medical students do. They go to all three hospitals, actually four or five in the community. And actually assigned to a faculty attending. It's absolutely a fabulous model. They're learning from an expert.
Yeah.
Our residence physicians, though, are pretty much confined to Sacred Heart Hospital and doing a lot of the deliveries. They're always supervised with experts like myself and the other faculty. So 2 days a week in the clinic, we do a lot of menopause medicine, and it was real funny. We just got back their in-service exams, and I was looking down to see what they were missing, and almost nobody missed any of the menopause questions. I was like, yes, I'm doing a good job, because they have found that when our residents finish and start into practice, one of the things they think they don't know the most about is how to take care of women in midlife.
Sure.
And so that's my job right now, is to
make
sure.
Huh?
Yeah.
So have you, it sounds like you've enjoyed the transition into teaching, but it's a different way of doing it, isn't it?
It is. It is. And it's been a bittersweet. You know, I miss my patients a lot.
Yeah.
I really do.
You miss the 2 a.m. phone calls of, oh, I'm having a baby.
There was some exciting stuff
there.
And it was a miracle every time it happened. When that baby's cry hit, boy, that was something that was really great. And I enjoyed it very much. But, you know, I got called in a different direction, and I stepped up and leaned in and said, okay, I can do this. Yeah.
So let's talk about Lean In, because obviously, have you read it?
Oh, absolutely.
So I have not started it yet, but Colleen is supposed to be bringing me a copy. So what do you think?
I think the first half of it was very, very good. There were some kind of whiny chapters in the end, but it is something that a lot of us female physicians, and I'm sure female executives all over back in the 80s and 90s, either you chose to take those opportunities and lean in and take a leap of faith.
Yeah.
Or you sat back from the table. I just took a chance, and I actually took this job before I read the book, and then I said, I did a good job.
Yeah.
I did.
So have you been doing the stuff, going to the group things and all that, that's sort of been building around here?
I have not, but I would love to.
I'm assuming you probably don't have too much time.
I would probably the grandmother in the group going, yeah, go for it, you know. But
actually, it's pretty widespread from what Colleen tells me. And I keep hearing about it all the time, which is what got me interested in wanting to read the book. So.
Right. For you other folks out there who have not read the book, it's about Sheryl Sandberger, who is a CEO of Google or a chief medical officer or something, not medical officer, financial officer. And she's had an absolutely fantastic career, and how she got there was just not being afraid that when somebody asked her to do something, she said, okay, I'm going to do it. Even though she had 2 kids, was pregnant, everything was chaos at home, she made a way to make it work.
Yeah.
And that's what you just have to do.
Yeah. And she used her fears as development, as opposed to fears that kept you from.
Right. Or go. And we have a problem with me having, you know, being pregnant and doing this job. How can we change things in our corporation to include women that are valuable to the corporation that are in these other situations?
Yeah.
And they're temporary. You get past them. The kids grow up. Mine are 20, 24 and 23.
Yeah. I know mine's 13 already.
Yeah. It doesn't take long, and they're off on their own.
Yeah. Well, very cool. Well, let's send everybody to the site again in case they want any more information.
I don't actually have the website.
Oh, I do then.
Right.
Okay. I do.
That's your cue.
That's mine?
Yeah.
That one's on me. Okay. So it is powerofe3.com. Or you can call 850-437-3127, and you can do the registration there, and then you can find all of the information. Did we miss anything?
I don't believe so. Oh, well, of course, I didn't give away all the great stuff that we're going to talk about, so they have to come to hear.
That's it.
Absolutely.
Okay. We'll hang out for a little while?
Sure.
Okay. All right, Max, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
I'm interested, man. Tell me about, say your last name so I make sure I don't mess it up.
Zellner.
Okay. And you're Zellner's Insurance. So start from the beginning, man.
Well, I've been in the business a long time. And 3 years ago, I branched out and opened my own agency, or getting ready to be 3 years.
Yeah.
I'm an independent insurance agency, property and casualty, which means I do the home, auto, business, commercial insurance. Don't do life insurance or health insurance, but everything else I can handle. And as an independent agency, I have appointments with many, many companies. So I can shop around for the clients, say for their homeowners. I can shop around and try to find better coverage, better rates.
Yeah.
What we deal with at the office a lot with like realtors have their clients who are buying a house. They go to the bank or a mortgage broker or something for the loan. And then the next step, they have to get the homeowner's insurance.
Yeah.
They will not close on the loan until they show proof of insurance. So we deal with the client. And what we like to do with our clients is not just get them the policy. Here it is. We explain everything to them, because most people go, well, I just.
Because most people don't read the fine print.
No, they
Max.
Don't know what they're getting. You know, I've got to get homeowners insurance so they won't close on a loan and I can't buy the house. So we take the time and say, okay, coverage A is dwelling. This is what it's covering. This is what it does. This is what it doesn't do. Coverage B is other structures. anything not attached to the house. C, cover C is your contents. That's all your personal stuff. And so
Eric's
on
over
so
here
on.
Shaking his head. So apparently this happens
a little bit about
all the
that.
Time.
So, you know, so we try to take the time. So we want you to know what you're getting.
Yeah.
Not just, okay, I've got it. Now I can close on the loan and buy the house.
Right.
So we take the time to work with that. We work with a lot of home buyers, whether it's the first time home buyer or they're on their third home, fourth home, or whatever it is. The other service we like to offer is reviews. You've had your policy 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. Come into the agency. It's no charge. It's totally free. We sit down with you. We look at what you have. And then we can look and see, well, you got too much coverage. You got too little coverage. You may have some discounts that are not being used.
Yeah.
I've got a company now that's got some fantastic rates, and we can put you with them and save you $200, $300, $400 off of what you've been paying.
Yeah.
So that's what we do with homeowners. And then basically the same thing with auto, cars. And also a commercial.
Yeah, I was going to say, you do commercial stuff too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So you're all over the place, man.
I'm all over the place.
Yeah.
As for life and health insurance, we don't do it, but I have partnered with two guys with other insurance agencies, yeah. And that's what they do, life, health, retirement planning, stuff of that nature. So yeah. When I have clients ask me, do you do life insurance?
You're like, I know a guy.
I've got somebody we partnered with. I'll have him call you. And they do the same thing with their people when they're looking, reviewing their financial status and stuff. They go, hey, go over there and let them look at your home or your auto. They can find you some better rates that, you know, save you some money that maybe you can use that towards something else. So it's kind of a win-win situation, and we're not competing against each other. We're actually helping each other.
Sure.
So in a nutshell, that's basically what we do. And I have several good people that work for me. That are just fantastic. They're very knowledgeable. They're very helpful. They're very patient with people.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you just got to sit there. Okay, now take them by the hand and just kind of lead them through.
Yeah. Well. Okay. So, because I haven't owned a home in a very long time, but what is that process? I mean, what do I need to know as if I'm going to shop homeowners insurance?
Well, first of all, you might want to come see me first. Because if you get in a certain age group of home, the rates are going to be better. If you have a hip roof versus a gable roof, you're going to get a better rate. Brick homes going to get a better rate than, say, a vinyl siding or wood siding home.
Sure.
It's just different things we can point out, and that's just giving some clues. Now, you say, this is the house I want. And it may not have the hip roof. It may not have.
Right.
It may be vinyl siding, but that's the home they want. And we explain everything about it.
Max, you said something that you kind of glossed over it, but it's very important, that outbuilding.
Yes,
we do.
Yeah.
And the tornadoes that came through 2 weeks ago, one of them put a tree, one of our big oaks, right through, all the way through the ceiling. And so we pick up the phone and, we found out that it wasn't covered for as much as we had hoped that it was, but everything has gotten fixed. Yeah. But I do think that's very important that people understand.
That's called coverage B, other structures, anything not attached to the house.
Oh, so just because it's on the property, it's not included, right?
Well, it is included under other structures. Now, some companies do an automatic 10% of coverage A. For example, let's say, just to make things simple, you've got 100,000 coverage on your house. Coverage B with this company, they may automatically give you 10%. Well, that's $10,000 for
sure.
But you can boost that up. A lot of companies let you go, instead of 10, let's make it to 15 or 20% or 25%. Some companies let you take it down because they may think I don't have anything.
Yeah.
You know,
it's just a shed.
Yeah. And we try to talk to them, we can do this stuff to save you money. So why have coverage on something you don't have?
Right.
Now later on, if you get it, we want to make sure we put it back into the policy.
Yeah.
Just make sure that you have it.
Max, a lot of our clients are looking at homes that have that aluminum wiring. That's been an issue with insurance.
Well, we were talking about that earlier, too.
Yeah. Good old aluminum wiring.
it's probably a topic of conversation daily at my office. A lot of people are aware of it. It's an issue. But I think a few of the fires, I guess, that happened caused millions of people to suffer. So what are your thoughts on that? And do you offer insurance for aluminum wiring?
Yes, I do. A few years back, it was Citizens that only would write the aluminum wiring. Most of my companies will write the aluminum wiring if you do the upgrade. That's either the aluminum con or the copolum crimp method.
Okay, but what's an upgrade, though? Because it's not just, we're going to upgrade and you change a couple things, right?
It's the branch wiring. throughout the whole house. You're basically you're 110, 120 volt wiring.
Yep.
That's aluminum. The insurance companies won't touch unless you do the upgrade. Or you can rewire the whole house if you want to with copper.
Very expensive.
Very expensive. Yeah.
Time consuming. And it's a mess. And if you're trying to live in it, I know.
And then there's sheetrock works. Got to go side. These guys got to cut the sheetrock to get the old wire out to get the new wire. Anyway, so the Copeland grip or the upgrade is probably the less expensive way to go.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make a difference on the premium, whether it's copper wiring or upgrade. It's whether the insurance company is going to take you or not.
Right.
The Copeland crimp method is, like I said, for the branch wiring. That's the 110, 120 volt. That's your plugs, your light switch, your light fixtures in the ceiling. That's what it is. And what they do is they crimp on the end of the aluminum wiring.
Right.
They crimp it down with this electrical device. And on the other end, it's got a little copper wire, which will go around the screws of the switches and all
yeah.
that. And the insurance companies will accept that. So when you do the four-point inspection, the guy's going to write off that from the electrician. That, yes, I did all the branch wiring. I did this and this, hitting this, you know, and everything. And you send that into the insurance companies. They go, okay.
Fine. Yeah.
What will take a house that insurance companies won't touch? Now they will.
All right. So, Eric, are there still a ton of houses here in Pensacola that are still aluminum wiring?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure there is.
Probably tens of thousands, really. I mean, yeah. many thousands.
Predominantly homes built from 1967.
Yeah.
About 1975.
So most of East Hill, for sure.
Is where you're going to find most of the aluminum wiring. That's not
Cordova
saying,
Park, Scenic Heights,
Olive Road area, stuff like that.
64 or 65 might have it, or 76, 77, 78 might have it. But predominantly it's going to be 67 through 1975 is where you're going to find that aluminum wiring. Now, a lot of people have done some of the upgrading. So if you're looking at a home, it may already have had the upgrades done.
Yeah.
But you just want to check to make sure.
Wind mitigation is always something that we suggest.
That was the next one, too. Wind and flood are probably the next two big things.
That is the way to get your discounts. So.
What year is it that they no longer need to have that, or is that required every home?
No. If the home was built from 2002 to brand new, you do not need the wind mit report for the discounts. Those are automatic.
Right.
Because everything was up to current code from 2002. So, but 2001 and older.
Yeah.
You're going to need the wind mit report to get the discounts. And like I said,
which means you got to get a home inspector, right? Because they got to come out and
he's got to be
a
home inspector, and he's got to be licensed by the state of Florida to do the wind mit report and the 4-point inspection.
Yeah.
Now, the 4-point, you don't need till the house is 30 years of age or older. So let's say the house was built in 1994.
Yeah.
All right. You need the wind mit report, but you don't need the 4-point inspection.
Right.
Built in 19.
I don't think a lot of people know that.
Yeah.
I think that
they just think they just get the wind mitt and 4-point.
Automatic.
Yeah.
And it doesn't hurt to get it.
Well, and then don't you have to like redo it every couple years?
The 4-point, the insurance companies will accept it if it's 2 or 3 years old.
I was going to say, after that, you got to redo it, right? So if you haven't had it.
And the wind mitt report, it has to be on the new form, which is Form 1802, revised of January 2012.
Yeah.
The old forms, which basically says the same information, they won't accept. But I can use the old form to get you a quote because it's telling me what you have or don't have.
Yeah.
But the insurance companies aren't going to accept the old form, so you're going to have the report done anyway. And then we send that report in because it's 4 pages with the pictures.
Yeah.
And the pictures have to be in color.
And high def and all that.
They don't accept black and white pictures.
So I have a friend of mine who owns Coastal Home Inspection. And so he's got the high def camera and, you know, he's doing all that stuff, putting it all in.
Chris?
Chris
LaRue.
Yeah.
That's my boy.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll send this one to him. We'll have to let him know we gave him a shout out.
So if you have the hip roof, hip means the way it's shaped.
Yeah.
Kind of like a pyramid.
Yeah.
It leans in on all four sides up to the ridge. That is a hip roof, and that's a discount. If you have a gable roof, flat roof, or mason art, no. You won't get a discount with that. Now, if you got the new roof after Ivan, which a lot of people got new roofs around here after Ivan, 2004, 2005. That's a discount, but a permit has to have been pulled.
Oh, which a lot of people I know didn't do because they were just trying to get it done.
And even though the roof would technically meet the requirements of the 2001 Florida Builders Code, they're not going to get the discount. But if they happen to find the manufacturing information on the shingles used, that sometimes can substitute for the lack of permit.
Yeah.
Are you aware of a suspension in permitting requirements during that time frame?
Well, I heard that the city was kind of, don't worry about permits, get a new roof, because everybody We were known as the blue roof.
Yeah.
There were too many getting ordered, so they didn't have enough time to go through the process, so they sort of suspended it. So there's a lot of homes, and I've sold several, that had to have a roofer go back out and certify it.
The city and the county was letting people go back, and they'd send an inspection, and they'd give them a permit.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're still doing that or if they've stopped that, but it was a time a couple of years ago that you could go back and have your roof inspected and get the permit.
Yeah.
And then, now you got the discount. Eight penny nails will get you a discount. Staples, six pennies won't. That's how the sheeting is.
See, there's all this stuff I had no clue. So yeah.
What if I have six pit bulls? If I have six pit bulls, does that affect insurance at all?
Yeah.
Not if you call them mutts.
If I raise them at my home?
Yeah.
Breed them?
No, I don't. Insurance company's not going to like you too much.
Yeah.
All right.
Pit bulls.
I'll remember that.
So there was a time in my life I had two beautiful red-nosed pits. They were kitties dogs.
But some insurance companies are loosening up on their
They were
dogs.
Listed as mutts on all of our policies, and that's how we had to get away with it.
Well, if they bite somebody, don't make a claim.
Well, they didn't, thank goodness, because they were
Because when they go out there and look at them.
The only thing pit bull about them was the breed. They really weren't gentle. You know, they were totally. I mean, if you, it's just like every you raise them right, then they're right. But they were listed as mutts, you know, which I'm assuming happens sometimes.
Oh, I'm sure. I said, what type of dog you have? They go, it's a mutt. I said, well, what does it look like?
A mutt. Like a
poodle. It looks like a poodle.
Yeah.
All right. It's a poodle.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I can only go by what the client tells me.
Yeah.
But those are the things that you can do to have the discounts. If you already have existing policies, come in. Let's review them. Let's see if you've got right coverage or too much, too little, or you're maybe missing out on some discounts. Or we can maybe look at some other companies that might now be offering a much better rate where, you know, you were paying this and now I can save you $200, $300, $400, $500 or so on your annual premium. It's a good idea every couple of years just to come in and review.
Well, and that's what I was going to say, and that's sort of been the same thing with these inspections and stuff. I mean, first of all, you kind of have to review. I mean, don't most insurance companies have you, because I know the guy just came out to my mom's house the other day, because I guess it had been 4 years and or 5 years with the policy, so you had to go and have things. They come out and take a look, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. When I write a policy, whatever insurance company it is, they're going to send somebody out that works for them to look at that house. First of all, to make sure it really exists and I'm not writing fictitious policies. Second of all, that it's in good shape and not in disrepair. And then third, they're going to look at the coverage amount that it's written up as to make sure it's not underinsured, overinsured. If it's in a certain area, it may not be equal number to numbers of what they come up with. But if you're plus or minus close to what they come up with, they don't say anything.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes you say, man, I want to set this, and you can do it to where it's $50,000 below what it should be.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have a much lower premium. And you go, man, you've got a great rate, so I'm going with you. And in about 6 weeks, all of a sudden, you're going to get a bill. Because the insurance guy, or whoever they sent out there, he's going to do his replacement cost calculation. Goes,
it's going to come back a little bit more.
Man, you're $50,000 too low. You gave him the hip roof discount, and they got a gable roof. You got it at brick veneer rating, and it's wood siding.
Right.
So they're going to take all those discounts away. They're going to raise the coverage. Next thing you get a bill.
You got to pay the difference, huh?
And they're going to go, what happened here?
Sounds like it's a common thing.
Well, it's not so common, but you just got to be careful.
Yeah.
It does happen. So, and I stress with my people, we are going to be straightforward. We are not going to be known as the agency of integrity. We're going to be straightforward people. We're going to help them. We're going to get them the right coverage. Not too little, not too much, but right where you need to be. And so if something happens and you make a claim, you're not going to go, what happened here?
Yeah. Not going to be a big gaping hole.
Yeah, no surprises.
Yeah.
Well, Max, my clients, we do work with a lot of coastal and waterfront. There are some properties that I've got listed right now that I know is a concern. I've got a little wetlands on there. And so there's, you know, some questions about flood insurance. What zone am I in? What's this going to cost me? Is FEMA regulating this cost?
Yeah.
Who's deciding this?
I swear the bayou gets closer to your back door every year, doesn't it?
A little bit. Yeah, little bit. Absolutely.
Here's the thing with houses close to the water or waterfront, and we'll get to what was called the wind pool also. Some homes would not write policies if the house was 1,000 feet or 500 feet or 100 feet from the water. Some of these companies have relaxed now. I've got some companies that are right on Pensacola Beach, an HO3 homeowner's policy, which is what you want. It covers all the perils with the wind coverage on the beach. And it's not Citizens.
Yeah.
It's a very good company, all A rated. As for flood, how that's determined by FEMA, what flood zone you're in.
Yep.
if you're in high ground, you're called flood zone X, which means the mortgage company is not going to require you to have flood. Flood would be totally your choice. Now, it's a good idea to always get flood because any place can flood. I'm never going to tell you, oh, you're high ground over. Because the minute I do, you're going to get flooded. You told me I won't get flooded. And I go,
yeah, they stopped doing that in the 90s, didn't they?
Yeah. So, but with flood zone X, since it's not a low area, not required, you do not have to have an elevation certificate.
Yeah.
Very easy to quote it. Very easy to write it. It's pretty much inexpensive. $150,000 in cut flood. $350, $400,
$425
a year.
Yeah.
Not expensive.
That's not bad when you think about the amount of damage that ends up happening.
Really, it does flood. Yeah. Flood zone X, according to the federal government, FEMA and its infamous wisdom.
Uh-huh. I'm not touching that one.
Flood zone X means you will flood once every 500 years.
Yeah.
Now, is this the 499th year?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was 2 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, could have been.
We're on year two.
Yeah.
It should be okay.
Yeah, we're right. 498 left to go.
And they except for that tornado that was one in a million.
Yeah. A lot of those people did not have flood insurance. Hey, I'm in high grounds. I don't need it.
Yeah.
Well, they needed it and didn't have it. Now, you got low areas, which is called like AAE. Mm-hmm. That, the mortgage company is going to require you to have flood. I'm going to have an elevation certificate. Because I can't even do a quote without the certificate.
Yeah.
That's when I have to pull numbers from that certificate to plug into the quote to give you what it would be for the flood. And depending on how much you need of coverage and also for contents coverage.
Yeah.
So it's just, so anytime you're in AAE, now the beach is going to be V. You're guaranteed.
Very affordable.
You're going to get wet.
Very affordable flood insurance rates on the beach.
Oh, you better believe it. They just love the barrier islands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, all in all, it just sounds like somebody else needs to do all this stuff for me because that's a whole lot of research and time I just don't have.
It's through FEMA. It's if I quote it, another agent quotes it, or some other agency quotes it, and it's apples to apples, no exact coverage amount, exact deductibles.
Yeah.
Premium is going to be exactly the same. Yeah. It's with flood, and it's controlled by FEMA. You know,
yeah,
and
it's pretty regulated.
Like I have companies I can write flood through. They're just doing the underwriting.
Yeah.
They are not backing it. It's all backed through the federal government, through FEMA. So let's say I put you with Wright Insurance that does flood. Well, they're going to underwrite it. But if you have a claim, that check's not coming from them.
Oh, sure.
It's coming from FEMA.
Yeah.
So that's how flood differs from homeowners.
Well, Max, let's send everybody to your website and get them to your office so they can purchase some flood insurance from you. How about that?
especially people that need to have their review.
Yeah.
If you've had a policy 2 years, 3 years or more, it's time to review it. And also on your auto, same thing. Same thing with your car, boat, motorcycles.
Yeah.
Let's come in, have a review. It's totally free. It costs nothing. It doesn't take long. It'll just give you a better feeling of the, hey, I've got better coverage now. Hey, I've reduced my premium. My house payment just went down.
Yeah.
So, yeah, love to.
More money spent on summer vacation.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
So where are you located if they want to come by and do that?
My office is at 2101 Creighton. It's on the corner of Creighton and Swab. You can't miss it. It's a standalone building, kind of a pale yellow look, and the sign is right on the front of the building, Zellner's Insurance.
Yes. Yeah. So my old kung fu master is on that street. Master Sofako Studio is behind you, I think,
okay,
on that street. So. For those of you that need that for a landmark.
There's a few of them out there.
Yeah. What's your phone number, Max?
Phone number to the office is 475-4255.
Awesome. All right, man. We'll hang out for a little bit.
Sure.
All right, Eric. You've got all kinds of stuff going on. So
a couple things.
I'm going to let you run the show, man. You start where you want to start.
I definitely, first, thanks for allowing me to come out here and meet some good people and share a little bit about our charity golf tournament that's coming up. It is the Cokesbury 6th Annual Charity Golf Tournament. It is going to be held this year at Marcus Point Golf Club at 1 o'clock shotgun start. So we are still out there looking for some players that would like to come join us, have a little fun. I think you mentioned FSU a little bit ago.
Yeah.
You know, we got your boy Charlie Ward coming out.
Yeah, I know.
So he's going to be there. We're excited to have him. He's a wonderful man and just a faithful person. And we just enjoyed every minute that we've been able to spend with him. And he's going to be out there taking pictures with everybody. So, and he's going to be playing some golf too. You might be able to have a little putting contest next to him. And, And so he's going to be there, and we're just thrilled to be supporting Washington High School football that he is now the head coach of. And that's actually where I went, and a few of our other committee members went to Washington, and we're right behind Washington High School. That's kind of where that connection got bridged.
I'm a breezer, so we're already just scrapping.
I played soccer.
I was giving you the look.
We had a little rivalry going on back in the 90s. So it is, again, it's at Marcus Point, and the charities are wonderful organizations. We switch it up each year. This tournament is built on faith and connecting our church with the community, giving back to some local charities that we feel really could benefit from it. This year, United Ministries is a great organization that helps our local community. We've been affiliated with them for many years. Our associate pastor, Ashley, has worked with them a good bit, and we feel they could definitely deserve some of the funds that we raise this year. The Wesley Foundation as well is for college students to come together and give them a place to just enjoy each other's fellowship and talk about God and Jesus and their faith, and just gives them some fun activities to do, and they definitely need some help with some money as well.
Yeah.
And then Washington High School football. So.
So are you guys doing, is it teams? Is it, I don't play golf. So what's shotgun?
That basically means everybody's going to go out to a hole. Everybody starts at basically the same time. You might start on hole 7. You might start on hole 12. But everybody kind of sprawls out to their tee boxes and tees off about the same time.
That's
1 o'clock.
Okay.
Minimum of 3 to play. But then again, if you just want to come out and join us, just a single player, we had several of those last year. We will partner you up with some great other players, and there are threesomes out there that need a fourth, et cetera. So, and if people that want to help and don't know a way to do that, maybe they don't play golf. They have no interest in golf.
That's me.
Yep. So a way to help.
I'll drive the cart and sip on Bloody Marys.
Yeah. We might not discourage that. That might be all right to come out and join us.
Yeah.
But a way to help if you're just not a golfer is to sponsor a player.
Yeah.
You can donate just anonymously. You can reach out to us, and just $100 is a player. There are a lot of people that would love to play and don't have the opportunity to play, and that would give them that opportunity.
Very cool. So this has been 6 years. You've been doing this for 6 years with them?
I have been involved. This is my third year.
Okay.
It used to be just a small little golf tournament for the church.
It's huge. I do know that.
It's gotten big. And the only reason it's gotten big because these great committee members that have helped me out, helped us out, and we've all done it together. It's been a great group effort. We've really kicked it up a notch from a small, probably $500 a year fundraising event to $3,000 a few years ago, and last year we raised over $10,000 for charity.
Good for you, man. That's so awesome.
It was a good time.
So, go ahead.
I was just going to say, see, like this golf tournament, was it a one-day event?
One-day event.
Mm-hmm. On special events, we write coverage for things like that.
Yeah.
You have a one-day, two-day event. So there's policies that are...
You got the million-dollar hole-in-one?
This year, we do. Thanks to Charlie Ward himself. We've got Hill Kelly Dodge, going to put a Dodge truck out there.
Yeah.
Or a vehicle similar. And somebody hits that hole-in-one, they are driving away with a brand new truck.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very cool.
Which will be cool. And Jerry Pate is also going to put a couple of golf carts out there. So we have 2 hole-in-one contests this year. So you could come out there for $100, play golf, and actually walk away with a truck or your own golf cart.
That's awesome. Or you could walk off with both and just put the golf cart in the truck.
Trailer included.
That's right. So if I'm interested or want to register, where do I go?
Our website is CokesburyChurchGolf.com. You can go there. You can reach out to me personally, 850-377-2201. I'll point you in the right direction.
That's a brave man right there. He just gave out the cell phone number.
I'm easily reachable for all the different things I'm involved with. We're on Facebook. Just look up Cokesbury Church Golf. We're on there. There's an event page there. We also have an email if that's the best way you want to do it, and that's CokesburyChurchGolf@gmail.com.
Perfect. Okay, so let's talk about the other hats that you get to wear.
Yeah.
Jump in, man. So you do Realty.
Yeah.
You do. I know you're in a couple other groups of people that do the flipping of the houses and all that kind of stuff. But
that's right.
But I noticed because I see your brand stuff go out across Facebook. So let's enlighten the world.
Sure. Well, first off, married to my beautiful wife, Angie, for 14 years, going on 15 this year.
You grew up here, right?
From Pensacola. Absolutely. We're high school sweethearts. So, and we have a beautiful 4-year-old Peyton who, we adopted at birth. So we were blessed to have him in our lives, and he's a little rambunctious, crazy child at times, but, he's the sweetest little guy.
Don't believe everything you hear. It only gets worse.
That's what I hear. So that's a little bit about my family. And so I've been in real estate for a little over 11 years. I got my license in 2004, built a team in Orlando, which is where I went to college at UCF. Go Knights.
Yep.
And
you had a couple buddies that went there.
Yeah. There's several. My boy Chad Berlante on ESPN radio as well. So built a team there. Real estate was going well and got out of it once it kind of tapered down a bit and shifted. And a few people in this room might remember the market crash a little bit back in
the
2000s.
Not at all.
Oh, no, yeah. Not at all.
Yeah. So, you know, my life changed a bit. I switched gears, started buying and selling gold and silver, gold chains and things. And a buddy of mine kind of from college got me into that. Rode that up for a bit, had a great time doing that. Built a whole business around that for about 4 or 5 years. And
that's a tricky thing to do too, man, because you got to worry about the currencies and all this other stuff that happens with it.
We watched it by the
minute. It's a whole global market thing going on.
Yeah, we rode it up. It went up, and then it didn't crash per se, like real estate, but it tapered down. And there were days where, you know, you thought you were really having a great day. And then by the afternoon, it was like, well, that changed.
Yep.
So like watching the stock market kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Did that for a bit. And then back 2.5, 3 years ago now, I got back into real estate here in Pensacola.
Yeah.
So moved back over 6 years ago. And my friend Randy Bricker, I'll give a shout out to him real quick. A friend of mine got me back into real estate. Said it was going well here. I didn't have it on my radar.
Yeah.
He said, you need to get back into real estate.
Yeah.
I think that would be good for you. You did it back then. It's going well around here.
Yeah.
So he spawned me back in. And then just this past January, I joined Keller Williams.
Yeah. So now you've got the downtown office kicking, huh?
We do. It's great. It's got some energy. We're walking distance to all the fun places on Palo Fox.
Yeah. Where are you downtown?
We're located at 21 South Tarragona, Suite 103.
Yeah.
Right near the corner of Garden Street and Tarragona.
Really nice view.
It is. Great location. We'd encourage anybody to stop by and say hello. Come visit with us.
Yeah.
Max can bring donuts anytime and
I think he said he was going to do donuts and bagels. So.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
You call me, I'll come eat breakfast with you.
All right. You heard him, Max.
I make a lot of relatives happy.
That's it. So,
definitely.
So you hit on something that I think a lot of people are kind of catching on to. And I know as we talk, we share a friend, Chris, and I know his business has gone up because of the realtor market, but the market's coming back to life, especially here. Not only for those that want to buy houses, but for those that are looking to flip houses. And I know on the street I live on, there's about four of them, and they've all been flipped in the last, like, probably 2 months, like, very quickly. Mm-hmm. Came in, bought, revamped, and then sold.
Helped the market right there, helped the neighborhood.
Huge.
That is happening all over town.
Yeah.
It's been going on for several years after the market crashed a bit. That's when all the investors came back and got back in. A lot of them are smarter than the most, and so they know when to get in and when to get out.
get in when it's bad and get out when it's good.
Pretty much.
That's it.
As it goes up, and a lot of the homes have been already flipped, that'll start to taper off, and we're seeing that now. Foreclosures are tapering off at this point, which is a good thing for the market. It provides a healthy market.
But it's not like shooting through the roof like it did before, right?
I mean,
we're still pretty
There's
affordable.
There's a few hot spots, neighborhoods in town. That are a little hotter than others, but for the most part, across the board, we're seeing between 4% and 5% rate increase, equity increase each year, which is healthy, and that's what we want. We want a healthy market, not a crazy booming market that you know what's coming after.
Yeah. So you were saying earlier that you're building a team, so it's not just you can't do all this by yourself.
No way. No way. I am very blessed to have a great team behind me.
And this is something that I understand is kind of how Realty works when you're very effective is you guys do this with a team.
You start out on your own. You get out there and shake some hands and try and build the business a little bit. And at some point, you get so busy, you can't take on any new business.
Right.
And that happened pretty quickly for me. I had done it back in the 2000s, so I kind of knew what that looked like. And so I quickly brought on an assistant.
Yeah.
And it just starts there. And then you have two. You bring on a helper with a buyer's agent.
Yeah.
Now you got two buyer's agents. And at this point, we've got seven on our team. We have an awesome transaction coordinator that really is the driving force to kind of keep us out there talking to people, shaking hands, meeting new clients, doing all the prospecting that helps the business grow, being able to provide a level of customer service to our clients.
Well, I was going to say, that's probably the biggest thing, because now there's seven of you we can call when we have questions about the house. At 2 in the morning.
one or two of us might answer the late night of the bunch. But so you know, as we're working with clients, we can't answer the phone. We're right there with the client. So we each have somebody that has our back. So if anytime we're not reachable, there's somebody that is reachable. If there's a need to get inside a home, you have a specific question, we are available and easily reachable.
Yeah. And let's face it, it takes a lot to buy a house. So you want to make the process, or sell a house. So you want to make the process as smooth as possible.
No question. And that's what
that's
really
hard for one person to do.
It is hard. And if you're comfortable just working with a few clients at one time, it's not that hard.
Yeah.
But if you're working with 10, 15, 20, 30, 50, becomes
good for you.
we're shooting for that. And we've got I'm blessed with an awesome team that has just provided me the opportunity to get out there and meet more people.
Yeah.
And I just can't thank them enough for being right there next to me along the way. I am able to do what we do and build this with their help and their support. And I've got a dedicated team behind me. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So what do you think, advice wise for, you know, somebody that's either looking to sell or buy, or maybe even just looking to move to Pensacola? Where do you start?
By calling us.
We see what I did there.
Yeah.
See how that works.
Obviously. So, you know, we're trying to make sure that every single client we work with throughout the entire process is fully taken care of. They feel like that we were there for them when they needed us.
Yeah.
We called them even when they weren't expecting a call. The communication is a key that a lot of busy people don't have the ability to do. And so we're trying to simplify that in our processes and offer each client consistent communication throughout. And it's a frustrating part when you don't have that and you're trying to buy a $350,000 home and you've only bought one other home in your life and you're selling another home at the same time and you haven't heard anything in a week.
Yeah.
You're not sure what's going on.
Freaking out, huh?
Every night you're stressed.
Yeah.
What is going on? What's happening? And so we've prided ourselves on being able to provide that communication. And so I'm building this team to make sure we can sell homes for the most money in the fastest amount of time and with the fewest problems. And that's simple. That's the three things we want to try and do.
That's pretty good three things.
I don't want
to
any problems. I want the most money I can, and I want this to happen fast.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be on the market in 6 months.
Yeah, so, no doubt.
Twice as fast as the average agent, we are selling homes. Roughly 68 days right now, and the average is 120 days to sell your home.
So yeah.
Work with us, and you'll sell it faster.
There you go. All right. So if I want to work with you, how do I get a hold of you and websites and all that good stuff?
Pensacola Hansen Team, and that's H-A-N-S-E-N, always misspelled, PensacolaHansenTeam.com. I haven't given my phone number out yet, have I, once or twice?
You did, but that was for the golf tournament.
Yeah,
you can give
we'll
it out
give
again.
It out again. 850, of course, 377-2201. We're on Facebook. Just look up Hansen Real Estate Team, Pensacola. We're all over social media. You can find us on Twitter, which is Hansen Team. Just look up Hansen Team, and we're out there. You can find us.
Awesome. Great. Well, look, y'all, we are getting to the end of our time here, but I want to thank the three of you for coming in today and sharing the things that you are all working on. Very cool and very good stories, and it makes me smile to be part of this community because we've got a lot of good people putting the right things in the right place. So guys, you can find us at PCola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook at PCola BRX, or you can find us on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. Again, thank all of you for coming in today. And this has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters.